And Bernie Cooper joining us, fresh from her great show last Friday night, Weekend with Bernie. How are you, Bernie?
Yeah, hi, Cozzy. I'm very well, thank you. We've got some beautiful weather here today. The track was still a little bit wet this morning, mostly because we had a massive fog here yesterday and a very heavy dew this morning. So Larry reckoned it was heavy, and I said, oh, it couldn't be worse than Saturday. And he said, oh, it's pushing it. So obviously no blistering track work this morning. And we really probably had our lightest morning on track work that I've ever been to. So, yeah, it's interesting.
I noticed the other day when they were working out wide, they seemed to be getting into it a bit.
Yeah, I think it's a bit softer on the outside, and just that combined with obviously it's winter and the tracks just don't dry out like they do at other times of the year. But the saddest thing for this week is there is rainfall predicted for Saturday.
Oh, no.
And quite heavy rainfall.
I remember seeing actually the forecast. There's a shocking storm to come through and hit Ipswich about Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, yes. So, and rain, they're forecasting rain for Saturday. So, unfortunately, we've got all this glorious weather now, but it's maybe not going to help us much towards the end of the week. But nonetheless, there's still, you know, a Group 1 race to be run and won with a great support card as well. Now, we didn't see many runners, actually. We saw two runners that are in the cup. We saw Jesse Bell from the David and Ben Hayes Tom Dabernick stable.
Yep.
And we did chat with Dara Omar, who was in charge of her, and she really didn't do, you know, anything super. She was just out there to have a nice little blowout over the mile. So her work looked nice though, and she looked to handle the track well enough. And then we saw Richard Friedman's horse, which was Albrey. So he was pretty much the same. He worked on his own. Dylan the Beach worked on the dirt at Eagle Farm. Jimmy Byrne rode him, and we chatted to him, and he did say he was first out there, and he was really happy with his work. So that is all that we saw of the Doomben Cup runner. So pretty light on. Obviously, many of them aren't even here, and what are down at the Gold Coast. So just the way it is this year, I think, with stabling and that sort of thing at Eagle Farm. So hopefully next year when all that's been sorted out, hopefully we can have a few more visitors here. Now, of the other races, I tell you, the horse that I thought worked the best of anything this morning on this track was a horse called Elegant Composure, who will go around the listed Bright Shadow.
Yeah.
And she worked quite late, actually. She worked closer to 7 o'clock. But she was really strong in her work, along with another little mare that's in that same race, and that is Hidden Pearl from the Barry Lockwood stable. Her work looked pretty sharp as well. Now, Barry's undecided at this stage whether he's going towards the Bright Shadow or the Chief De Beers with Hidden Pearl. I think Chris is hoping he goes to the Chief De Beers. But Larry's words were on that work, you know, she's been going very close with his, you know, that's how impressed he was with the work. So that was good work. We saw the Pinnacle, actually. We didn't get chance to chat to Tony. He had 14 trialists to get back to the track, so he's really busy, but the Pinnacle obviously ran second in the bracelet at the Gold Coast last time out behind Dawn Wall. So she worked with one of Tony's, and they just went, trotted back up the straight and worked around, I think they went 1,200 evens and up a little bit. So they worked rather nice. James Cummings galloped Devon on the course proper. She was in the same race there at the Coast, probably a little bit disappointing after racing on the speed there. We also saw Candica work out there. All those three fillies, of course, are going to go around the Roses heading towards the Oaks in a few weeks' time. So that looked good work. Other than that, I don't know that we had a lot else to report. So at the moment, I think, had a trial in the first. I missed that, but they're going to decide after that what they do with him. Oh, and we saw Dream Kiffers, who's a two-year-old from the Steve O'Day stable, who she ran third first up the other day. Probably was on a little bit on the big side, and Steve was really happy with her work this morning. She worked with an older horse called Colonel. He's going to go around in the Chief De Beers. And I think that is pretty much it. Tony Collin had a couple out there, but D9L, I think, and Not On Your Life had a gallop together. Looked okay. It was quite early, though. And other than that, I think that's about it, Cozzy. Pretty light on.
Yeah, well, the main thing is, saying, Bernie, probably is going to be the weather at this stage, isn't it? With it caught my eye when I saw this weather warning come up for the Ipswich region, because it was quite adamant there was going to be a bad sell come across there. But I thought, gee, if it goes any further down towards Brisbane, you could be in strife. It looks like the rain coming Saturday, which is the last time you need it.
Yeah, well, when you look up the 7-day forecast, it's just got rain on Friday and Saturday, which is going to be very disappointing. But anyway, what can you do? You've got to roll with it, don't we?
What's the talk amongst the jocks who've ridden on the track? How do they find it?
Doomben's holding together fantastically well. I mean, we had a wet track here on Saturday, but come on, it was pretty even. I know a number of horses won on speed, but I think it was tempo related. There were a number of races where they went quite slow, and the best chances were on the speed anyway. So, but we also saw horses come, like Tangled came from third last at the 600. You know, like, so it wasn't as if they couldn't win from behind. They obviously went really fast in the Champagne Classic, which, you know, probably aided Tangled a little bit. And some of the other races, they weren't quite steady, and the favoured runners were on the speed anyway. So I definitely don't think there was a bias. You won't get a bias, I don't think, at Doomben, particularly when it's wet. It's very even when it's wet.
Been an amazing track considering the hammering of Copman Eagle Farmers out of action.
Extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary track, and just keeps bouncing back. So, you know, I think the track will be in great order this weekend, but it's just likely it's going to be wet.
Yeah, unfortunately. All right, Bernie. Well, we'll talk to you maybe later in the week, get the latest from Doomben, and we'll look forward to the racing there on the weekend.
We will indeed. Thanks, Cozzy.
Thanks, Bernie. Bernie Cooper there with the latest on the Doomben track work there.